And God bless all of you. And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. Oh, this is a wonderful day, and God's blessed in such a great, great way. I thank you for joining us on the Blog Talk Radio tonight. As you know, we have come for one purpose, that is to give God praise, to give him 1,000 praises, 1,000 thank yous. Why? Because he deserves it. Yeah, I know perhaps somebody listening, you just thanked him one time, and you feel like you've done enough. But let me tell you, if you thanked him 1,000,000 times, you would never have done enough to give him praise for what he's done for you. Just last night, when you didn't even know that you were alive, he let your heart beat over 1,000 times. You didn't even know you were alive. He let you breathe, and your lungs took in air. I would surmise over 1,000 times. And you never said thank you. You may have thanked him when you woke up and said, thank you, Lord. But if you had thanked him every time your lungs took in air, you'd owe him at least 1,000 thank yous. Every time your heart beat, you owe him at least 1,000 thank yous. Again, I say that. And I tell you, we owe him so much praise. Every time your colon functioned correctly, every time your liver did the job that God created it to do. Oh, my God. Every time your precious organs accomplished the job that they were designed to do, you want some more praise. Yeah, that nose that breathed in air, you want praise for that. Some people's sinuses are so stopped up they can't even hardly breathe. Yeah. Some people got such a sore throat till it's hard to swallow. Yeah, every time you swallow, if you gave him thanks, you still owe him some praise. So much he had done for you. Do you know every time you sit down, yeah, you owe him a praise. You wonder why he allowed you to have a gluteus maximus or a buttocks. God knew that if you sit down too hard on hard seats, you would knock your spine out of line, have pain all up and down your spine. But God, in his infinite wisdom, allowed you to have meat on your behind for a reason. It may sound funny, but it's for a reason. You have so much back trouble, none of us would make it through the day without excruciating pain. But God knew what he was doing. Every time you lick your tongue, every time your tongue moves, and it may sound a little gross, but he put the saliva in your mouth for a reason. You wouldn't be able to talk. Really, your mouth would dry up. You couldn't say anything. But God, in his infinite wisdom, bless you. You owe him praise. You owe him praise. He woke you up this morning. As many times as the devil tried to put your name on the death list, if you knew, you wouldn't complain about giving God 1,000 thank yous. You would be ready and willing to give him more praise than you've ever given him before. I want you to ask God for a special request tonight. I just feel like he's going to grant miracles. I said, I feel like he's going to grant miracles. Miracles like you've never seen. Even in 2015, we're not out of this year yet, and some spectacular. Yeah, Lord, I hear you. Yeah, he said for you, Bernard, some spectacular things are going to happen to you. And I believe it's going to happen to some more of you on this prayer line, on this blog line. Some spectacular things are going to happen to you. Just believe it, grab it. If somebody put that out for me, guess what I'd be doing? Grab it right now. Amen. And believe in God with them. If they said some spectacular thing, God said it for me, guess what I did? I just grabbed it a while ago. Yeah. Oh, my God. Why don't you get ready to ask him for what you will, and then I'm going to pray, and then we'll begin to thank God 1,000 times. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. As you make your request known, I'm going to thank you softly in the background. And then I'll pray, and then I'll invite all of you who have your line open. It's open for a reason. All of you, amen. Who have your line open in the name of Jesus. To give him praise. All right, go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for sparing my life today and for sparing the lives of the people on this line. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person present on this blog line tonight. Lord, we have come to just agree with them that you answer their prayer. Oh God, even the person who's moving around on the prayer line showing no reverence, have mercy, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, because prayer does change things. Oh, we've asked you many things, and you've done so many miracles. We prayed many times, and you granted our prayer request. Thank you for them. Healing cancer, healing diabetes, healing back trouble, healing eye trouble, ear trouble, leg trouble, healing heart trouble, all kind of trouble. You've done so many spectacular miracles. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You made a way.
Thank you.
And we give you glory. We give you adoration. And we give you praise for it. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. That's it. That's all of us.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. We just want to give honor to God and his son Jesus for who is the head of our life. Lord God, I thank God for this prayer line, this blog line, God. We just come before you giving you all the thanks, God, and all the adoration, Lord God, that's due you. We just thank you for being who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for Ambassador Lady Betty, God. We thank you for Ambassador Mother Johnson. We just give honor where honor is due. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer line, the praise line on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, 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 thank you for always being so mindful of us, your people, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. We shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you glory, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did, God. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We glorify your name, God.
Thank you
for your love, Lord God. Thank you for being so good to us, God. Oh, we thank
Thank you, Jesus. Your holy name. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father.
Amen. Amen. Ambassador-elect, Ambassador-elect Rush, woman of God, go ahead and take us through and apply the blood in the last 5 minutes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of the bubble shot. Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for him. Glory to God. Oh, God, thank you for him. Jesus, thank everything you, that you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up. Glory to God. Our right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Father, if it wasn't for you, where would we be today? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, if it wasn't for your love, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes,
thank you for our help. Thank you for the strength you give us. Thank you. Thank you that we can call on you. Thank you. Oh, thank you for forgiving us.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you for your salvation. For your salvation. Thank you. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We say thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you for the food that you put on our table. Thank you for the roof over our head. Thank you. Thank you for the clothes that we can wear. And oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this rain. Thank you for the earth. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh Father, thank you, thank you. Oh Heavenly Father, we say thank you. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the flowers. Oh God, thank you for your flowers. God, thank you that the bees get the honey out for us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the mystery of you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you.
Glory
to
God. Hallelujah.
You're the only one. You're the only one to hammer us. Thank you, Jesus. No one else can hammer us but you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Jesus, we say thank you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So good to us. So good. You better to us than we is ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, how you stretch your hand. Oh, you stretch your hand out. Oh, you stretch your hand out for your people. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we love you so much. And Lord, you love us. You love us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you say you love us. Then you say we are precious to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for that love. For the love that no one else can give
it.
Thank you for the love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, woman of God.
Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we
thank you.
Oh, we thank you. Don't have no respect for
person. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you don't have no respect.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You love all of us. Oh, thank you for the heaven and earth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the rain. Oh, everything that you did is a reward.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the storm. Thank you for the light.
Thank you. God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give you all the praise.
All the praise.
Oh, we praise your name. Thank you again, Ambassador-elect Hendricks. And thank you again,
yes.
Ambassador-elect Musk. Amen.
Thank you.
Chief Ambassador, sir, we give it back into your hands. It is now 7:30. Well, 7:30 my time. I'm sorry, 9:30 you all's time.
Amen.
God bless you.
Now, that was Ambassador-elect Hendricks and Ambassador-elect, who was that? Woods? Who was that?
Ambassador-elect Williams, sir, and Ambassador-elect
William.
Rush.
All right, God bless you. Y'all did it right tonight. Y'all showed us how to do it. Amen. Share. Amen. All three of you shared it. Thanking God. Amen. That was wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
You might, let me ask you, when you all praise the Lord, don't praise him in a whisper like, thank you. No. Bring your voice out because it sounds like noise on the line. Amen. I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm just here to just try our best to do it in the best way we can. Amen. God bless all of you tonight. We're out of time. Amen. Isn't it something how time passes so quickly when you're having fun? Amen. Thanking God. Now, look, I want to just thank God for all of you on this block line. You're such a blessing. Amen. Oh, my God. People all over the world are being blessed by you. Now, if you're going to come to Kansas City on Thursday night, people in Kansas City are really getting ready for y'all. They are ready for you. Amen. They're excited. And if you come, just let me know. Call me and leave me a message. I got some of your messages on this line. But call me on that 913-766-1349. Tell me how many people are coming in your group. And so we can be prepared for you. I got my hospitality working toward being a blessing to y'all. And I think they're going to try to serve y'all after the prayer time is over on Thursday night afterwards, I think. I don't know for sure what we're going to do before. But just come on, and you'll see that the Lord is going to bless you. Amen. Well, thank you, Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. She is right with us in our corner, trying to help us pull this off. And all the ambassadors here in Kansas City, amen, trying to be a blessing to you. Thank God for Ambassador Gina Hodges working to help pull this off and be a blessing to you. And our hospitality chairman, Viola Hunt, amen, she's going to be a blessing. All of you coming, just let me know, amen. You come into Mackinac's here, and you want me to come to your house and not call you, let you know I'm coming. And it's just appropriate. It is etiquette. Amen. Call me at 913-766-1349. Now, don't let the devil make you use it. I see it in the spirit realm. That at the last moment, you could come. But you say, well, I just don't. I haven't called and let him know I was coming, so I don't say, don't let the enemy do that to you. You could call me just before you leave the house and let me know you're coming, and we'll be ready for you. So don't let the enemy. The enemy is so trickish. He uses all these tricks to try to block you from doing the will of God. And he'll try to keep you from being faithful to the Lord. Amen. Take your Wednesday nights from you. Take your Thursday nights from you. Take your Sunday mornings and Sunday. Amen. He's a trickster. Doesn't want you to grow in Christ. He really wants to. He wants you to backslide and just stay on the wall. Keep worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, and you'll be blessed. All right, looking for you on Thursday night this week. That's the 17th this week. And if you want to stay over for a Sunday morning, amen. I will be speaking on this Sunday. The Lord says, same. And we had so much fun today. We had Dr. Don Jones in from Western, I mean, Missouri. Amen. And he talked about our School of Theology, the Midwest School of Theology, which our church is a subsidiary. Amen. And my God, we had such a time today. And we got some people in our school program where they'll be receiving their associates and their bachelor's and master's and some doctorate. And they're all accredited. Amen. Very, very good accreditation. And if you want to be a part of it, just call me and let me know. Amen. We can open up the line to you as we're going through each of these classes. And we can figure out some way you could take it online, and some of you through via the prayer line. Amen. You can enroll and be a part of this. And as long as you can hear me correctly, that will be an hour. And every time we own the teaching and the classes for this associate degree or master's degree or the bachelor's degree or the doctorate degree, you'll be on board. Amen. And when you have passed all the tests for each level, and when you will have qualified to receive whatever degree you're going after, amen, if you will have done that, oh my God, we'll be happy to issue a bachelor's degree to you, an associate degree, whatever you are entitled to, amen, that master's degree in theology, and a PhD, which is a doctor of theology. Amen. I consider that more powerful, more influential, especially more spiritual than a PhD, which is a doctor of philosophy. Amen. A doctor of theology to me is far greater than a doctor of philosophy. So that's what we offer, the PhD, doctor of theology. Amen. You certainly want to be a part of it. If you've been wanting to get your degree, this is the way to do it. How about having a bachelor's degree from the Amazing Grace Midwest School of Theology? How about having a master's degree from the Amazing Grace Midwest School of Theology? Or have your doctorate degree from the Amazing Grace Midwest School of Theology? Amen. I'd love to call you Dr. Williams or Dr. Hendricks. It wouldn't take anything from me to give you your props, to call you Dr. Rush or whoever you are. Amen. From the Amazing Grace Midwest School of Theology. Dr. Stitt. Amen. Dr. Hodges. Dr. Pfeiffer. All of you. Amen. You can do it. Amen. 3 years. It takes 3 years to get your doctorate. Amen. And 1 year to get your bachelor's, 2 years to get your master's, and the third year, 3 years to get that doctor, PhD, doctor of theology. Amen. God bless you. Very inexpensive. Very inexpensive. Amen. So you want to inquire about it, please feel free to call us. Amen. We'll get you enrolled in. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May you have a good night. Remember, if you can, make God your priority for the Thursday night, the 17th of September. Stop what you're doing and say, I've got to be in Kentucky. And place God at the top of your priority list. And do for him as you would do for any of your close loved ones, even do more for him. Amen. If your brother had an emergency, a life death situation, you would stop what you're doing. Try to go there. Amen. So make the sacrifice for God in the name of Jesus. We love you. Amen. If you want to call us, you can get us at 913. Call us at the 766-1349. Make the reservations there. Or you can get us at 913. Wouldn't mind you calling me at 406-4845. God bless you. I preached a message today to Amazing Grace. I did the inspirational message and let Dr. Jones preach our main message. But my inspirational message was called Just One Time. You know, Jesus went into the garden to pray. His life was at stake. And he asked the disciples to pray with him, that they entered not into temptation one time. And he came back and found them not praying. They were asleep. He asked him again, Would thou not pray with me one time that you enter not a temptation? Came back again, and then hadn't done it. His life was at stake. So very, very important. But they didn't do it. And then the third time he came back, said, sleep on. I have asked y'all once, I've asked you twice. And the third time, since y'all didn't think it was important, just sleep on. I got the answer from God, and I'm going to do what God said do. And Jesus went to Calvary, knowing that his disciples, he wasn't at the top of their priority list, that they had other things that were more important. Amen. They couldn't even stay awake within 1 hour. He was getting ready to be condemned to death. And I preached this message called today just one time. You know, something. Y'all will go to y'all's job and they tell you that they got something for y'all to do, and they just tell you one time, and you say, I got it, and you got it, and you go and do it. But in the church, my God, it must be a demon blocking the hearts and minds of the people. I ask God if I could tell the people my nature, the way I really do things, and what means a lot to me. And God said, go ahead, son. And I told him, when I tell people something one time, I tell them in a very nice way. But when I tell them twice, and I'm still nice, but not quite as nice as I'm the first time I told them. But if I have to tell them the same thing the third time, it starts to bother me. I begin to wonder if I'm dealing with somebody who has a mental block, or if I'm dealing with somebody who just doesn't want to do it. They're rebelling against what I'm trying to ask them to do. And the Bible says the rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. So I begin to wonder if demons have got them trying to go against what I'm asking them to do. And if I have to see it and ask them 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, by the ninth time, I'm just almost pulling, you understand what I'm saying, by pulling my hair out. And I'm not nice at all. I'm just trying to get it over and seeing if I can get through this mental block. Or am I dealing with the imbecile? What am I dealing with? Because I've had to say it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. See, and then I begin to think, well, they must be doing this on purpose just to aggravate me. Because I know that this person goes on their job and they get it the first time. But here I have had to tell them 9 times, yea, 10 times. And my God, they still haven't done what I've asked them to do. And then I remember what Abraham said, Lord, if I find 50 righteous people, will you spare the city? God said, yes. What about 40? Yes. What about 30? Yes. What about 20? Yes. Well, I don't mean to make you angry or to push you, but if I find 10, will you spare the city? And God said, yes. I took it further. And I don't mean to bore you, Lord. I don't mean to insult you. But if you find 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, who will hear you and obey you? 3, 2. God says, yes, yes, yes. Lord, if you find one person who will obey what we ask them to do, we ask them not to make noise on the prayer line over and over and over and over, and ask them to mute, to press *6 to mute that line over and over and over and over again, and yet they still don't have it. Well, by the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th time, it's almost nerve-wracking. It's like a hangnail, somebody having to pick a hangnail because they still don't have it. But yet, if they receive some money for their job, they got it the first time. It begins to make me think that their God is not Jehovah God. Their God is money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And because they obey, they can get it. They can get it if you give them some money. They really got it if they, if you give them some money. They'll move faster. They'll work for. But if you say Jesus, see, they don't have the reverence they should have. They don't do what they've been asked to do because it's not involved them being paid. And I begin to think that their God is the love of money, which is the root to all evil. Amen. So I spoke about just one time. People of God ought to be these just as one time people. They'll help me to live longer, and they'll help themselves to live longer because the Bible is right. You do reap what you sow. Amen. You can be a 10-time person. The people have to tell you something 10 times. Then your daughter, you'll have to tell her 10 times, maybe even worse, 15 times. And she may not ever get it. And before you know it, she's messed up on drugs just because you told her, baby, don't try, don't do that. But you remember that you wouldn't do what God said do. He had to tell you 10 times. And before you know it, you got to say it to your son 10 times. You got to say it at church to be, before people get it 10 times. You teach in a Sunday school class, and they don't understand what you're saying. You got to say it over and over again. And you wonder why. Well, what did you do? Amen. What did you do? How many times did you rebel against the will of God? How many times did he have to tell you over and over and over again? And now you want people to move and do what you say do the first time. You know, it doesn't work like that, darling. It doesn't work like that. You got to treat everybody right. Amen. I'm preaching that sermon just one time. One time. Just tell me one time, Dr. John. You told me one time to come to Kansas City and to make a sacrifice for the Lord. I heard you the first time. And that night I determined I was coming on the 17th. I already got my car ready if I'm driving here. I already got the money. I'm going to fill up my tank and get there. I already got my plane fare, whatever. I already planned to come on the bus, whatever. But I plan to be there for this special sacrificial night for the Lord, a family and friends night for God. Amen. You told me one time, I had it the first time. You haven't had to tell me over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. That would get on anybody's nerve. Your granddaughter, your grandson, you wonder why you have to tell them so many times. What did you do? Amen. You do reap what you sowed. What did you do? And you wonder why that granddaughter and grandson so hard-hearted. Yeah. God allowed it to be so because he remembers what you did. Yeah, he told you this. He told his son, Bernard, to tell you to do this, to tell you to do that. You wouldn't hear him, but you heard everybody else. They told you on your job to do this, and you got it. They told you in your sorority to do this, and you put it down as a special date. And won't nothing move it for you. You know, they told you in the district about this, and that's so important to you. You got it, and won't nothing move the date. And yet, when we ask you to come together and make a sacrifice for Jesus, well, what is it going to be? I don't know if I can do that. Well, if your sister died tonight, you could do it. She's more important to you than Jesus. Don't be so hard, Dr. Johnson. Well, the proof is in the pudding, darling. Amen. Whatever you put at the top of your priority list is the most important thing to you. And you can't get around that. I mean, you can argue all day and all night, but it's still right there, the proof. It's right there. Amen. So God said he's tired of you putting everything above him as a priority, and he does everything for you. What you have, he gave you. What you know, he taught you. The job you got that's so important and more important than he is, he's the one who blessed you with it. The car you got that's more important than he is, he's the one who blessed you with it. I had a young lady who was getting her hair done, getting some braids done in her hair. Amen. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. But when you take God's time on Sunday morning, you had it. You spent $7 to get your hair braided on Saturday, and they didn't finish it. So you're going to stay home or go to your beautician's place, whatever it is, on Sunday morning and take God's precious 2 or 3 hours and use it for your hair. Well, the proof is in the pudding. Who is it more important, your hair or God? Well, don't put it like, yes, you have to put it like that because that's what it is. It's just black and white, just right there. I mean, your hair was more important to you than God. I mean, how are you going to get around? I'd have to go to God because I have to make a report to him. And he said, well, you know, he knows already. But I said, God, you know, Sunday morning, Sister So-and-so wasn't there. She would have had to get her hair braided. Well, what do you think he's going to think? He's going to think that you made him the priority, or are you going to think, or is he going to think that you made your hair the priority? It's just right there. How can you get around that? It's just right there. And so God said, ask my people to make me a priority and call them together. And don't you think if he said that to me, don't you think he's going to be looking and booking? He is. God bless you. I love you. We want to have this prayer and praise service together. All the prayer warriors, all the praisers come. And that's how prayer and prayer. Remember in the old church, I was a little boy, about 5, but I still remember this, that the saints of God would come together for a prayer meeting, and they start praying. Oh, my God, and they prayed to the power of the Lord came down. And then they start praising God. Somebody start on a song. They get the tambourine and start beating it. And they just start singing a song. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, or something like Try Jesus, and sing it to the power of the Lord came down. You mean they wouldn't have no preaching? They'd just be praising God and praying together. Well, what about having a prayer service on Thursday when we pray for our nation? It's certainly in trouble, really bad trouble, if we ever need to come together. See, that's why we can't get nothing done. The homosexuals and the lesbians can get more done than we can. They got same sex ratified by the Supreme Court. Yeah. And God is so that whatever they want, you know, these laws pass for them. Yeah. The only people who can't come together and do nothing constructively seem like are the Christians. We can't get together. Church of God in Christ can't get together with the Baptists. And the Baptists can't get together with the Methodists. And the Methodists can't get together with the Jesus only or the Apostolics. The Apostolics can't get together with the independents, and independents can't get together with the non-denomination. And I could go on and on. But the devil did that to us, where we cannot come together. But we ought to be able to come together and pray together. We pray unto Jehovah God. We ought to be able to come together and praise God together. We praising God, the same God. Amen. Amen. And the enemy seeks to divide us. He'll say, well, I can pray in my home. See, that's what television did for you. And I can pray in my car. That's what live streaming did to you. Amen. But he doesn't want us to come together because he knows that when we come together, there's spiritual strength like never before. He doesn't want us to come together. He knows they're proof in the pudding like the lesbians and the homosexuals. He got them together, and they got the same-sex pass because they were together. They marched together. They did it together. And so he knows if the saints, if the people of God, the Christians everywhere would come together, he's afraid of that. So that's why he has us fighting each other. And that's why when one is about to go up, he'll have them use crab mentality to put them back down. Because the main thing, he doesn't want us to work together. That's the main thing. But on Thursday night, we're going to pray together, pray for our city, pray for our leaders, pray for our churches, pray for our nation, pray for our youth. Just pray. So many things we're going to pray about that night. And believe that God is going to answer prayer. Pray for this murder thing that's going on all across the country. More people being murdered seem like than never before. This crime, pray against it. In the name of Jesus, pray for these gangs, that God would bind the gang warfare and keep our children safe. Pray for protection from all these things that are destroying our people. Anyway, God bless you. Then we're going to praise God together on Thursday night. Nothing complicated. We're not here to discuss any theology because some of our theology is different from the other. But we all can agree that Jesus is real. We all can agree that God, Jehovah, he's the only true living God. And we all can agree that we ought to praise him. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I've held you a little long tonight, but it's necessary. Trying to get here Thursday night to Kansas City. Amazing grace. Some of you who have that, what is it, on your car navigation system. Let me give you the address and the zip code so you can find us easily. You're going to Kansas City, Kansas, and the address is 2955 Cisna, C-I-S-S-N-A, 2955 Cisna, in Kansas City, Kansas, and the zip code is 66225. Amen. That's 7 o'clock on Thursday night here in Kansas City at Amazing Grace International. Amen. I thought to have it at a general place, but it was reserved, so we're going to take it to the anointed place. And that's an Amazing Grace. So we are by God, and God will show up. Amen. We're working on the inside trying to renovate our building. You know, the Lord blessed us to pay for our building when we walked in. Just before we walked in, we paid it off. But now we're working on renovating the building. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And if you'll be patient with us, amen, we'll get it all done. But we're not going to wait till the battle's over to have y'all come in. Amen. We're going to let you come in and see it just like we are. But when we get through with it, then you'll see the miracle. Amen. Before your very eyes. The Lord bless you and keep you. Y'all have a good night. Let me just pronounce this on you. Lord, bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless their high and bless their lows. Oh, God, bless their down city and their uprisings. In other words, bless them, Lord, as they sit down and bless them as they get up. Oh, God, take them to new realms, to new plateaus, to new horizons. Oh, God, I pray that you bless them and give them the victory. When the enemy try to sit them as weak, keep them safe. And God, bring them out. Protect them as they come on the highways to Kansas City and Amazing Grace for the huge path, for this prayer meeting. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we praise you. We lift you up. Protect everybody coming over the highway, over the skyways, over every way. Protect them as they come. And God, let them know that if they'll come for you, you will be there in every situation to protect them and help them. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And good night to all of you. Keep the faith and remember that Jesus loves you and so do I. Have a good night. I'm out.